For WKMS News and NPR One, I'm Chad Lampe. At some point, many of us have taken time to just sit down and listen to the birds sing. A Murray State professor and grad student have taken that simple hobby and ran with it, but with a totally different species. The results look and sound quite like nothing you've heard before. WKMS's Parker Franklin has this full report.
That's the call of Kentucky State bird, the cardinal. Ornithologists and avid listeners can usually identify birds just by their calls. MSU biology professor Michael Flynn and former grad student Nissa Rood are trying to ID something a little different. While it may not sound like it, that's the call of a small, glossy, black and brown beetle from the Hydrophilidae family, more specifically the Tropisternus genus. Using traditional methods, you'd have to dig out an identification guide and listen closely for specific features of that sound until you found a match. Believe it or not, that's the call of a black and brown striped Berosus beetle of the very same family. Flynn and Rood are identifying these beetles based solely on the sounds they make. They've been out recording in several locations, most recently a pond in Hancock County. Flynn says clips like that and a computer are all they need to know exactly what kind of specimen they're looking at.
Basically, what we're able to do is narrow it down to a couple species or a species specific call for each one.
Flynn and Rood are using what looks like a regular microphone to record the calls, but it's really a specially designed hydrophone to pick up the slightest of sounds from a few meters away underwater. Rood says certain beetles make these noises by rubbing a bumpy surface of their body.
They make them for like a disturbance call. So if you pick them up, like you could right now, you could go out to the pond and find one of these and pick it up, and it would make these little scraping sounds. It's like almost like a little bzz, bzz, bzz.
A computer program then processes the audio to narrowly identify the insect species. Rood says the concept was totally untested.
No one's really done this before. It's been done with birds and with like grasshoppers and insects on the land. But it's kind of new to an aquatic environment. People knew that insects made sounds underwater, but no one has been utilizing this.
Their research started out small just a couple years ago.
It started out with me just going into the swamps, the streams, and the lakes, trying to find anything that would make a noise.
From there, Rood took the research further. After finding success recording in nothing but a small styrofoam bucket, the project ramped up to a water-filled cattle tank. The research peaked with extensive testing at local ponds, where the sensitive hydrophones would work without too much interference. Professor Flynn says this new electronic method is much more efficient than the old-school process of identification by hand. It also brings some environmental benefits.
I would go out there with a big net, and I would rake that net through the vegetation and through everything, and I would dump it out in a pan and bring it back here, preserve it all, and work through and identify everything. But one interesting thing is, say for example, you had an endangered species or something like that, you don't want to go out there and destroy its habitat looking for it.
Rood and Flynn are currently working to get their research published, something they believe could fundamentally change how we monitor insect populations, both in our region and abroad. For WKMS News, I'm Parker Franklin.